Hello, my name is Malcolm Cox. We're looking here in these podcasts at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, a fascinating and challenging and inspiring passage describing the way that Paul approached ministry with the Thessalonians. And from this, there are many lessons for any of us who would wish to do effective Christian ministry in leading others, helping others, and serving others. In this passage, we're talking about the way in which Paul's motives defined his methods, which then had a big impact upon the pleasant and positive memories that he had of the people he served and that they had of him who led them and who served them. And we've, in earlier podcasts, talked about the motives. Now we're talking about his methods. And we're looking particularly at verses 6 to 12 from chapter 2. And he says at one point in this section that we didn't want to burden you. It was very important to us that we did not do that. We shared our lives with you. And verse 9, he says, surely you remember, brothers, and I think he's also talking to the sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. And so what was the way that he worked with these people? Well, he was gentle with them, as it talks about in one of the earlier verses, verse 7, we were gentle among you. And one of the ways that he was gentle is he was determined not to place any burden upon the people that he was leading and serving. The word burden here, the main meaning seems to be one of weight. Paul and his companions chose not to weigh the Thessalonians down with the responsibility to support them financially. They had a right to that support. They had opportunity, I would imagine, for that support, but they chose not to take it. It doesn't mean it would be wrong for them to do so as such, but in that particular context, it seems that it was important that they did not take that support. Why? Well, it may be that part of the culture of that place was that the church or the society around them had a problem with what we might call freeloaders. We get a hint of this by looking at other passages in Thessalonians, particularly chapter 4, verse 11, and in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 6 to 13, that give us an insight into some challenges in that place. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 talks about how they weren't idle, they didn't eat anyone's food without paying for it, we worked night and day not to be a burden to you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, if a man will not work, he shall not eat. So it seems there may have been a problem there. So responding to that specific problem, Paul decides with his companions that they will not take a salary from the church. They took on their own burdens instead. The word labor in this passage comes from a word meaning blow, as in striking something. Therefore, it's hard physical work, resulting in tiredness that they were undergoing. Toil comes from a word meaning difficulty. Therefore, the work that continues despite difficulties. Their gentleness was expressed here specifically in their refusal to make full use of their rights to be supported by the Thessalonians in supporting them financially as they preached the gospel. Such a denial of something that was technically their right should demonstrate to the Thessalonians, beyond all doubt, that the motives of Paul and his companions were pure. Paul worked not out of necessity, but to be a model. I wonder if we're conscious of the specific needs of our local ministry or the people that we're leading. What compromises are we willing to make in terms of our own comfort to relieve burdens from people so that they will be able to hear the message and feel the love of God? What is our plan to remove the burdens so that others can be blessed? Paul's motives led to him foregoing his financial rights. That's a good challenge for us to think about. It may be that financial rights are not the issue, but perhaps something else. Well, next time we'll look a little bit more at this issue of the right methods and how we're gentle with people. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.